Track 13 and a roundup of the sports. I'm going to start off with bowls. It's certainly the season for it, isn't it? So Bobby Tracy bowlers competed for the first trophy of the season, the club drawn triples, on Saturday, June the 14th. This is an all-day round-robin competition with nine teams playing four games each throughout the day, culminating in a playoff between the two highest scoring teams. Congratulations to the winners, who received the trophy from club chairman Colin Mial. In this week's Mid-Devon League, Bovey visited Kings Torquay, and despite winning two rinks, Bovey lost overall by 72 shots to 92, gaining four league points to Kings 10. In the men's Foxlands competition, Bovey were beaten both home and away by Dawlish Marina. The Y team hosted Sheldon, with each team winning one rink, but Sheldon took the overall win by 32 shots to 27. A mixed triples friendly away at Maldon resulted in a win for the home team by three rinks to one and 78 shots to 55. King Stainton Bowls Club welcomed two sets of players in the over 55 league on a lovely sunny morning on June the 11th. First up, it was the X Division team who hosted bowlers from Bovey, Ian Westaway, Brian Smith and Kay Lockett. This was an unfortunate day for KBC's X Division side, who don't usually expect to go down to the opposition on both rinks. Okay, so now we'll have a look at some cricket. Abbots Kurzweil player coach Toby Codd acknowledged the perilous state his bottom of the table side are in after a hefty 130 run defeat by B division leaders Plimstock. Plimstock set Abbott's 272 to win, then bowled them out for 141 with more than nine overs to spare. Elsewhere, Bobby Tracy's second 11 had Biddeford under the cosh, but were unable to kill them off and went on to lose by four wickets. Ipplepen's safety margin at the wrong end of the B division was slimmed down to a single point by a five-wicket defeat at Clister St George. Defeat leaves Ipplepen fractionally ahead of Biddeford and Abbots Kurzweil down in the basement. Ipplepen's second 11 were more successful, ending South Devon's winning streak in the C division. And Ashburton were knocked off the top of the C division West by a 97-run defeat at the hands of Timmouth and Sheldon. Cornwood's second 11 regained pole position thanks to their win at Kingsbridge, but with only 3 points between them, the situation remains fluid. Chudley's challenging times in the C Division West continued with an embarrassing 155-run home defeat to Paignton's second 11. Meanwhile, Bobby Tracy's first 11 are up to second in the A Division table, thanks to a 7-wicket win over bottom side Barton. And Hatherley were second behind leaders Tavistock going into round 8, but were rained off against Bridstow and Belstone, which cost them points that allowed Bobby to slip past them. And then just a little bit of football news, which is linked to Plymouth. Plymouth Argyle have announced the appointment of Tom Cleverley as the club's new head coach on a 3-year contract, marking the beginning of an exciting new era at Home Park. The 35-year-old joins the Greens after an impressive spell in charge of Watford. And Gareth Bale is also being linked with a surprise role fronting a US-based consortium interested in a full takeover of Plymouth Argyle, according to a report in the Telegraph. While nothing has been officially confirmed by the club or the former Real Madrid and Wales star, a number of sources suggest preliminary talks are taking place behind the scenes. And while the specifics of Bale's involvement remain unclear and no formal bid has been made public, his name being attached to the project adds intrigue to the future ownership of the Home Park outfit. Watch this space, is what I say. And that concludes our sports roundup for this week.